NPR's Juan Williams joins us now. Hi, Juan.
Hi, Madeline.
Juan, you just heard the senators, and let's first talk about their assessment of the upcoming election. Senator Frist surely sounded optimistic, especially about his home state of Tennessee. And do the facts bear him out?
Right. The polls, especially over the last few days, indicate that Bob Corker, the Republican candidate, the former mayor of Chattanooga, is extending a lead, and it now goes beyond the margin of error. And also, I think lots of people in the sort of political professional circle think that Harold Ford's numbers are a little soft because he's an African-American and he's running in the Deep South. And, you know, people might say they're going to vote for him. How many actually pull the levers? Another question. So take away maybe another 3 to 5 points. And it looks like Corker has a pretty strong lead.
Okay, so Senator Durbin said that there were four very competitive seats that they needed two of, and that was Tennessee and also Missouri, Virginia, and Arizona. And what's happening in those three?
Well, Virginia looks the best for the Democrats at the moment. As you heard Senator Durbin say, Jim Webb, the Democratic candidate there running against Senator George Allen, the incumbent, seems to be pulling ahead at the moment, and it's a big surprise because, Madeline, we've had discussions here before, and you know that Virginia was thought to be a safe seat for George Allen, but it's been a really rough go, and he has not handled that campaign well with lots of gaffes, racial references, even concern about his Jewish heritage. Tennessee, we've just discussed. Missouri is so close, it's hard to call, but again, there are very few undecideds, but historically, you know, voters who are making a last-minute decision break for the challenger, not the incumbent. And Claire McCaskill has had some very effective ads, especially featuring Michael J. Fox and the whole Parkinson's controversy. That will play heavily this weekend on the air. Arizona, with Jim Peterson and John Kyle, that's looks to me like a seat that the Democrats all of a sudden feel they might have a chance to win because early voting there seems to be favoring Peterson, which is a huge surprise, and that's why they're putting millions of dollars of ads in this weekend to try to boost that, because everyone thought on the basis of early polls that Kyle was on his way back to Washington.
And you just left Pennsylvania. You're watching House races there, and Pennsylvania is always thought of as a national bellwether. What's the mood like there?
This is so interesting to me. You've got three really hot races, Madeline. In the sixth, you've got Jim Gerlach versus Lois Murphy. They've run against each other before. Gerlach's the incumbent Republican, but Murphy is mounting a terrific campaign and looks as if it's too hard to call. But you'd have to say, again, if you had to give someone the edge, it would be the Democrat Murphy in that race. In the seventh, it's Kurt Weldon and Joe Sestak. And Weldon is a 10-term incumbent. But the problem here is that he's been mired in lots of scandal. And again, the Republicans have pulled money away from his campaign. So it looks like they've given up on that seat. And then finally, you have in the 8th congressional district, the incumbent is Mike Fitzpatrick, a Republican, but he's being opposed by Patrick Murphy. Murphy is an Iraqi war veteran. And as you heard from both senators, Iraq is the issue. And Murphy has been hitting hard on this and saying that Fitzpatrick is simply a Bush supporter. Bush has not been in the area. Former President Clinton has been there to campaign for Patrick Murphy. And it's all about the war in Pennsylvania. And if the Democrats are able to win two of those three, that could presage a good night on Tuesday for the Democrats.
And it seems to be all about the war all across the country. NPR senior correspondent and regular day-to-day contributor Juan Williams. Thank you, Juan.
You're welcome, Madeline.